Magic salutations in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Magic glory and mercy be upon you all. Just before you leave, Brother Baxter, stay close. I want to talk to you just a moment. I've been associated with Brother Baxter for some many years now. This is about 5 years that we've been closely associated together. Learned to love one another with undying Christian love. The fellowship and love that we have one for the other. And I was preaching this afternoon on the deity of Jesus Christ. And Brother Baxter, does not ask me too much for you. I wish you'd come just to sing my favorite song that's written by a friend of Brother Baxter's now. He wrote this song out in a cornfield one night, and the inspiration comes in, down from his glory. You hear, Brother Baxter?
This is Brother Branham's favorite, and I wouldn't try to sing it for anybody else but him. As I think maybe he appreciates the words and he can stand the vocal effort. He said it was written by a good friend of ours. That's the truth. Brother Bruce Coburn told me himself how this was written. Discouraged, beaten in his own ministry, he sat out in a cornfield and sang these beautiful words. How many things are born in adversity? But the words, I think, are incomparable. They're sung around the world. So we'll try it, and I dedicate it to Brother Brown.
Down from his glory, ever living story, my God and Savior came, and Jesus was his name.
Know that chorus. Come on, let's lift it all together, everybody.
fall.
Alco ended up back in there. I hope if they got that on that recording that I'll hear that again someday. I'll remember that for many days to come. How that skinned off those women in there, bringing that high alto, the pitch of it there. Marvelous. To think the great Creator became my Savior. Oh my, that just thrills my heart to think of that. How God would humble himself and come down on the earth and dwell in a body of flesh to redeem me. The lost, the altogether unworthy one, and the only worthy one came down to redeem us from the life of sin. Isn't that, it's more, no wonder eye has not seen or ear has not heard. How marvelous he is. Now, dear beloved Christian friend, God peace be upon you. May the riches of God's blessing ever remain here in Zion with you people. I love you with a dying Christian love. As long as I have a memory of Zion, there will be a soft spot in my heart with Zion. And it's Peter. I pray for you that God will give you another revival before the coming of the Lord. And he'll do it. Which I could see it. I hope I'm living the seat of my mind. See the people around the nation judging and designing it. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Keep praying, keep looking up. God will reveal. I am your servant in the Lord to do for you whatever I may. I used to say to people, the night that you lift your eyes to the rain, fall to the heart, the wild, come, crawl, evening. I had to kind of check that as a got so many million friends. Yes, that doesn't make me feel the least bit superior. I feel just the same, brother. I'll be just better than this. Anytime that I can to do you a favor, God will just let me do it. I'll be so happy. Maybe if I stay up, maybe there'll be a phone, for instance. Maybe sometimes I've had my phone to ring as many as 24 hours, average 64 long-distance calls on one phone per hour, day and night. Now you can imagine how you can make all those calls. You couldn't do it. But I know I do. They're all written down. They write them down. They use the phone to take these calls and write them down. I pray over them, constantly praying. And then God says, you go over here to this certain place, away I go. That's what he says to you. I now I need you to appreciate that more than anything. To just follow the leads of the Holy Spirit. I want to do that. You don't know tonight. In my house, I have to put a front. I'm a temperamental person. Melancholy sort of person. I keep that myself get away. Take advantage of that attitude. I'm one of those types that break down now and I'll take goodbye to you in a few minutes. I just express myself and probably go to cry, you see. But I don't want to do that. I've got to put something out here in front. God's truth stands first now. I can't say goodbye to you, so if I stay in class and you stay in class, we're going to meet in other words. It's not going to be a goodbye. We already answered ourselves in class, you see. I'm going to have to get out here in the field and so forth. You may have to go to your field. But God, you would hope that watch the food until we can meet again. I hear that some gallant man did something here about the thankfulness of the Lord. How I thank you, my brethren. God bless you. We are never out here in sea finding it. Never. If I ever did that in my own mind, God help me to have gentlemen enough about me to walk off the field. And pray through so God gets my heart right again. It's not that. But we are a little bit desperately needy now. It's true, because I was out of service for about 7 months, went several hundreds of dollars in debt, and got to get that up, and then I've got to make up my budget for overseas, where I'm more needy this calling, and I'll leave when it's all made up, and God will let you go. And your offering went today, the Baptist said that a love offering, appreciate that with all my heart. Just as soon as I'm here, the Lord will send you to the field. Oh, I would love to warm by your fires all the time. I love to be right there around home and talk with you and come into your home and visit. No one knows how to do that. God bless. I will. There isn't a person in this building that I would like to go to your home tonight and stay all night with you and talk with you. Get up tomorrow morning and sit out on the front porch or sit out on the street somewhere and talk about Christ with you. But just totally, I can't do it at all. You know what I mean? And then in order to be the best that I will have for my master and for you, now, stay alone in the room. I pray, confident, God, help me so that my word, I can be a representative of yours in the best that I have, that I can let the people see the love of God and something to help me. Now, as you pray into that little love offering tonight, let me give you a scripture. Jesus said, "In so much as you have done unto the least of me, of my little one, you have done unto me. Whosoever shall give one of my disciples, he shall bring me as much as a cup of water. In the name of the disciples, you and no one to be sure. May the Lord repay it a hundredfold back to you." Thank you, Mother. I know it was a little stress, a little strange problem, but you guys are not that kind of a man. And this is David, we thank you. And all of you all know that the custodian, we just want to stand there, and I'm not mistaken, it is on here. And the different ones, the ushers, the ministers, the laity, and every one of you. Some of you have sent it down, little things to eat, the camp. Certain brothers sat in the building, and I was recognized a few months ago. I was in the red facility, and came in. Now, when they paid my bill, I had my wife and sister Baxter and the children, the bill was already paid. A man is done. I don't know if you want me to stay up here for years or maybe you stick it to Christians. We don't desire those things. We don't let this hand know what this hand is doing. So I appreciate it all. And you know, God knows. I pray His blessings will ever be with you. And wait on it. God brings you to the kingdom of man. When the battle is going hard and rough, Satan on every side, I remember his dying and praying for me. Thank you. God bless you. Ever drop me down around Gibbonsville, drop me and shake my hand. I'm at home. I'll be glad to have you anytime. All right. Let's read some scripture that love me to me. In the second chapter of St. Luke, I wish to read this. The adoration here is beautifully written. I like it. All the scriptures are beautifully written. The 25th verse of the second chapter of St. Luke reads this. "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was James. The same man was just without waiting for the consolation of Israel. The Holy Ghost was upon him, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he would not see death before he seen the Lord's life. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him had the custom of the law, then took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now let us thy servant depart from thee according to thy word, for my eyes have seen thy salvation." Now his eyes were open at the moment. Eternal God, oh, how we have loved you tonight. As I stand here before these people, I've often thought, what would I do if I had two drops of the blood of your son in a glass or a charger in my hand? The little drops of blood he held. How my tears would run down my cheeks as I held it, knowing that I held in my hand the blood of Jesus in a little charger. But tonight, in that night, according to the scripture, I believe it's a greater. For I hold the purchase of your blood, your children, that you saw more of them than you did your own life. You gave it for them. And here I am tonight to be a teacher to these people. Oh, Father, what might they person should I be? More than you are. I feel that the greatest thing is there's something moving up closely. And I pray, God, that it would be for the good of the people, the glory of God. I'm glad that to begin to feel that way here in Zion is taking us safe now. I believe soon you'll be good. And now, Father, I wait humbly upon you. I pray tonight for every one of these people. From the minister down to the center of the building, every one of them, Lord, I ask you to bless them and give them the best that I know how to ask for. May they live long lives, healthy, happy, and free from sin and sickness. And the great land someday, let there be a large table set. All the redeemed of all ages shall gather in that table. We look across at one another, tears, joy, reality. I look across, see the old veterans, fossil in the side of the table with his bloody feet. Step across the table with our hands and shake hands. Thousands and praise the Lord. Then they came in funeral and I wiped the tears from her eyes. They don't cry no more, it's all over, we're here. Enter into the joy of the Lord. God grant that every person is present tonight, maybe that's a great wedding supper, but white robe is ready to crown and king of kings and Lord of lords. And so last time, Lord, may we all be about the master's work. We commit the service tonight, and everything is done and said, be in the name of Jesus Christ, that you'll get glory and honor. Amen. To the minister, brother, preach the word. Be up and going. If there ever was a time you need to preach it now, get moving swiftly. Don't let nothing stop you. Get out and finish going around the neighborhood. Get going somewhere. You're not long going, family. Rushing, they came back up and down after war. They described their own wheat. And it was getting late to fall and it got moving for the snow. And all day and all night, they pulling tires, they couldn't wait for the wheat up to feel that lifted up. They had to just do the best they could. And at night time, here these little children running in front of the parents with a lantern, and the parents, the women and men, pulling the tires out there, scratching the ground. They couldn't wait that plow. Too close to the snow. Can you hear me all right? Way back in the back, raise your hand if you can. All right, that's fine. They couldn't wait until, if it snows, the next year they were starved to death, if you know God. They had to get those feet in the ground somehow. They had to scratch the ground and throw the feet in. And they knew they were rough day and night. They just had to get their hands and keep pulling the house. They had to just pull it fast enough, they had to get the human, the man himself pulling the house. I thought scratching the ground. If they don't get the feet in, there's not going to be any crop. Minister, brethren, if there ever was a time that God's field needs scratching, if there's going to be a harvest, let's get the seed in right now. She's sowing down. You see what I'm talking about. It's getting here. Get going, Christians, everywhere. Don't go into the denominational better than get out there and do something for God. Let's get the seed in the ground. So there'll be a crop for the moment. Stop that seed. Now, on the sixth reason I present before the justice of hearing Jesus as an infant, there was an old man by the name of Simeon, an old sage, probably out in his picture looking something like Dr. Dowling, a long white flowing beard. He had an outstanding name as a teacher in Israel, a wonderful old church father. And you know, the Holy Ghost spoke to him one day and said that he wasn't going to die until he sees the Lord's Christ, and he believed it. Now they've been looking for Christ to come for years and years. Here he was in captivity in my house of the Christ come in, but the Holy Ghost promised him. So he wasn't scared to go around and say, now I'm not going to die, so I'll see the Christ. I can imagine some of them saying, the old man got kind of old. about it, just saying. An old man like that, nearly 100 years old now, left the man of shame, going to be the Christ in great old way for 100 years. Think of that. But he's not on your step, though. That's what made the difference. He wasn't off in his mind. He was listening to the Holy Spirit. Now, there's no two Holy Spirit. There's only one Holy Spirit. Is that right? The same Holy Spirit then is the same Holy Spirit today. Jesus is born in Bethlehem. Some may die, astrologers come over and start cases. They see a star that passed out over the Hebrew observatory. Nobody said see it at all. But they died for it. Died. They were looking for it. The star of Jacob, according to the prophet, they said the star of Jacob around and they were watching. And it passed right by the people that were the star of Jesus. And didn't see it, but they followed the star. I believe they saw a star. What do you think about it? The good one didn't see it, but the big guy saw it. You get what you're looking for. If you're expecting tonight to get healed, you're going to get healed. If you're not expecting it, you're using it. If you come to me tonight, just say, well, I'll see what goes on. That's all you do. You say, I know that's not right. The devil's doing something tonight. If you say, Lord, I believe I will bless my heart, you get it. Just what you're expecting, that's what you'll get. All you're expecting is what are you expecting to do? What are you expecting to find? And that's what you will receive. Now, then I will see when the shepherds came down, the angels went out, not to prison now, not to get up, not to the high but not to shepherds and saints today in the city of Bethlehem is born of God the Savior. And these shepherds came down to worship. They didn't have any way of saying the news by the media today, by the radio or press. So the news got around. And after 8 days, the mother had to come and offer a sacrifice, which was a lamb, a rich woman, a poor woman offered turtle dove. And so as a penance offer, but it's a trinity of a purification and the circumcision of the child and so forth. So let's take a little trip down to memory, and like a baby, and let's go back 2,000 years now. Just about 2,000 years, and look at the conditions up there in Jerusalem and around over Palestine. They were scattered, they were in captivity, a bad moon. But an old man walking around saying, the Holy Ghost told me I'm going to be the Christ. Now, I was seen sitting way back in the building in a little prayer room this morning. Let's study the scriptures, maybe. Let's say it's Monday morning. And I guess there were about 2 or 3 million Jews that were in Palestine at the time. There were probably many children born in that one day. Probably 50, 60, 75, 100, or maybe 200. Each day. However, they came, they had the 8 day that would be every day would be a circumcision line. And this morning, everybody's thinking about the business. Look, that year stands a line of about 100 women standing together. Down on the edges, come up standing with a little lamb on a little shirt waist with a little baby wrapped in fine linen and so forth. And the other Jewish mothers that tipping, you know, and how happy they are. Let's come down the line. I see Mrs. Levinsky standing down there and her, and how she got her baby and all the sheep going up and up, you know, and my baby is such a lovely child, brought with that child and so forth. And coming on down, but standing down the road, I see a little girl about 18 years old, a veil down over her face, with a baby with swaddling cloth wrapped around it. If I don't understand that, that's what took off the yoke of an ox for a child, you know, to keep him rubbing. And there was no room for him in the inn, and she brought forth her first born son and wrapped him. She reached up and took his clothes off the yoke and wrapped it around his body. And she has it in her hand. Not a little lamb, a beautiful lamb washed and all fixed for pretty for the high priest for the sacrifice, but holding a little turtle dove in her hand. A peasant's offering. I'm just going to say, do you know who that is standing there? That woman had a baby with an out of 40 women. Don't stand near her. Stand back. Hold her there now, you know. Stand back. Don't stand around where she is. She's just a girl. She's a prostitute. Down in little Mary's heart, she knew what she was. And you might say, look at that fanaticism, look at that, but remember, down in their heart, they know where they stand. All right. Then I can see her standing there watching her baby, and she counted all of this in her heart. While she's standing there watching her little baby holding the dove, waiting for the purification, one dealt with these bills and so forth, and both of them in that case. And then she closed her door, and not paying any attention to them, she stands her own business. But about that time, way back over the building, cows going, thousands of Jews, and the trumpets were sounding, and the sacrifices being offered, prayers being made, the jubilee songs and so forth. Way back at 11, I can see an old man sitting back there that got the promise by the Holy Spirit. He's sitting there reading on the parchment. All of us, maybe Isaiah, or some there. All of us, sheep have gone astray. The Lord has made a plan and iniquity of us all. About that time, I had to see the Holy Spirit come up into me. Come in, rise up. Then he rolled up the parchment, cut it down, raised up. The Holy Spirit's on you. Do you believe that? Led by the Spirit? I do. I believe they are. Yes. Here he comes, moving out. What's the matter, Lord? I got something to tell you, Timmy, this morning. I gave you a promise. Come on out. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm going. Out into the day. Here he comes down to the crowd, rushing along through the crowd, moving through this one. Some of them say, there's an old fellow, back at the head, going through the crowd. He's standing right in the village, and they didn't know it. Here comes the Holy Ghost leading him. Lift that line of women for the purification. Here he comes right down along the line. Led by the Holy Spirit, and when he gets right in front of that little despised, rejected woman, where that baby lands as far as the cross, sticks the baby to her arms with tears dropping off in his white beard, and says, now, Lord, let thy servant depart from thee, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation. What a difference! Spirit led. About that time, we were taught that there was an old prophet in the temple by the name of Anne. It's believed by theologians that, according to history, that she was blind. She stayed in the temple day and night, offering prayer all the time, praying to the sins of the people. And she was waiting for him, and the Holy Ghost came upon her. She was waiting. Here she comes, blind, moving along the people. Over here, what's the matter? Blind, leaving alone. She moves on down the line, comes to them women right down the line, and stops in the throne of Christ, power, raises up her hand and blesses God. Led by the Holy Spirit, she believed that there was coming the Christ, singing as the words of the Holy Ghost, and he was seen. And the same Holy Ghost that led Simeon that morning, that led Anne that morning, is the same Holy Ghost that led you here tonight. You believe in divine healing, do you? You believe, as long as I said today, when the deep calls to the deep, and the deep you respond to it, if you believe in divine healing, there's bound to be a fountain open somewhere. And the same Holy Spirit that led down there has led you here. Right in the place where you see his moving of the Spirit, showing you the same yesterday, today, forever. Then, Lord, oh my Lord, to have it here tonight, led by the Spirit of God, moved up here and come to see, believing that God was going to make you well, expecting to be healed, or you are hungry or sick people expecting to be healed tonight. All right, you're going to get it. Have you? You believe in it, expecting it, it's got to happen. I just believe God, don't you? Tell me what he says is the truth. Don't try to figure it out. Just believe. What when the angel of the Lord takes that line and told him up there he's going to have his son by his wife Elizabeth? Why does he think Sandy? She's too old and I'm old. He said, I'm Gabriel and stand at the right hand of God in his presence of God. Because you've got my word, you'll be judged for the day the baby is born, for my word is going to be fulfilled in this season. Daniel was stricken down for the day John was born. They said to call him John, his mother did. They said, call her for a lot of trouble, but he said, his name, he should be. He said, his name is John. God had already named him. Then, when the Holy Spirit, the angel of God, Gabriel, goes down into the city of Nazareth, a little Mary, engaged to a widower. Here she is, this little widow, tied probably with a one-armed head, packed it up to the says, this is strange. Then something began to materialize in that life. She looked down there, that is the great archangel. Said, hey, O Mary, it's right in the little virgin. The blessed art thou among women. She was frightened. It was frightened you. It frightened me. There he was. Said you're going to have a baby knowing no man. She didn't argue about it. Said the Holy Ghost is coming upon you and overshadowing you, and the Holy Thing will be called the Son of God. She said, behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto thee according to thy word. You see, the parents and questioning and going on like that now, she just took God at his word. God gives down and that's the bill. That'll take, she went out and testified that she was going to have a baby, knowing no man, before she had any physical evidence at all. Oh, wow. What did she ask? God's word. That's all she needed. She went out there, I'm going to have a baby. Have you felt right? No, sir. Are you positive? I'm positive. Well, you have felt right. There's nothing wrong. I know you're going to have it. God said so. That's all of it. Are you going to get well? Yes, sir. Have you got an enemy? Yes, sir. What is it? God said so. That's right. That's good enough for me. Look at her. I see her taking a little bit of that to see her cousin. John and Jesus were his second cousin. Elizabeth and Mary were first cousins. So the angel told her about Elizabeth. So she goes up there to find Elizabeth. Here comes Elizabeth out to meet her, hugs her and kisses her. And she said, oh, I understand that you're to be a mother. Said, yes. I'll let John ask this just a moment. Yes, I'm going to be a mother. That's right. And God has visited you in your old age. Yes, I'm going to have a baby. That's right. And it's 6 months with me now. But I'm just a little afraid. There's no mind yet. That's all for God. Well, she said, listen, I'm going to have a baby too. For the angel of God who told you that you're going to have a baby, said, I'll be overshadowed by the Holy Ghost, and the child will be born to me, will be called, I call his name Jesus. And as soon as she said that salutation in the ears of that woman, the little baby John was laying dead in his mother's womb, began to leap and jump for joy. Just as soon as the first time that the name of Jesus Christ was spoken to more than it caused the dead baby in his mother's womb to come to life and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! If you'll do that to a dead baby, what would you do to a born again church? I don't understand. Oh, my! He said, if they hold up, he's a rock to him in the ground. That's taking God away from him. How do you know you're going to have it? God said so. And when the 9 months rolled around, the baby was born because God said so. What's one of the things you desire on the grave? Believe you receive it. God said so. The word of God will receive faith anywhere, anytime, any place. Do you believe it? As I speak to this afternoon, the deity of Jesus Christ, the Father in Him, all God was, in His gift unto His Son, that He might be manifested in the earth, when He met Satan, He never used one of them. He brought it down to show the weakest of Christians. Satan comes in and says, see that question mark always across the word. See if thou be the Son of God, commanded his stones to be turned to bread when he was hungry. Jesus said, never said, I hear it. I am the Son of God, I rebuke you. He never said it. Jesus said, it is written, the Father's word. Man shall not live by bread alone. Take him up on the pinnacle of the temple. Jesus said, it is written. Take him up on the mountain. Jesus said, it is written. Is that right? So if Jesus showed you that Satan could be defeated by the word of God will defeat Satan tonight, it never was to get to the church. See what I mean? How many believe that's the truth? God's word. And if you don't look at it, believe it, and accept it, and tomorrow when Satan says, see, he's still sick, he's still this way, he says, it is written. It is written. When they told me in the old, I couldn't get well, but I was bound. I said, it is written. So that you can't come out of it, Reverend Brandon, I said, it is written. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray for him, you receive him, you shall have it. I believe it. Satan said, you ain't going to get well. I said, oh dear, fellas, if you want to hear me testify and glorify God, stick around. I said, well, I'm going to and he prayed day and night at the side by his freedom.
He got away from that too, huh?
And now I wouldn't want to ever wait in my life that there's help ever was in my life. Why? It is written.
God says so, it's true. That settles it. He says so, I believe it. Jesus said, what you desire, you pray for it, you receive it, you'll have it. I believe it. Now, even if you're led here tonight with the Holy Ghost like standing out of the day of old, you wouldn't come here to see me unless there was something in your heart for you letting you believe that there was such. You see it nightly, watching in the papers, seeing testimony in the area. There, this was dying with cancer. Well, this will be here with sickle, walking. This was blind, seeing. Well, you believe it. You've got to. If you've got any Christianity about it all, you believe it. You've got a speck of God, you know that. If He is Almighty God, He can do all things. And if He cannot do all things, He's not Almighty God. And if He is Almighty God, He is Jesus Christ, is His Son, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe it, don't you? And it is written, the things that I do shall you also. Greater than this, really, the way that word that is lower than this, when you go up, shall you do. I heard some fellow, you know, who said, oh, yes, the greater things shall then. He said, greater than this. That's what he said. That's the King James Translation. All right, greater. I said, what is the greatest? He stopped nature. He raised the dead. He healed the sick. He opened the eyes of the blind, as the Father showed him to do. He didn't do nothing until the Father showed him to do. That right? That's what he said. I can do nothing except the Father showed me first. Then I can do that. They said, why don't we do this? Why don't we do that? Why don't we come down the cross? He's blindfolded. We smack him on the head. Why don't you go and hit him with me, your Father? He didn't count for people. But I do what the Father tells me to do, shows me to do that way. St. John 5:19 says, very, very, I tell you, the Son can do nothing to himself but what he sees the Father in first. And what's the other thing the Father does? He shows the Son, and this is the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, he's showing him what he does. Now that's right. That's the reason he couldn't heal all that jailed at Bethesda, all crippled and withered and so forth. The Father showed him one man that's been sick for 38 years. With diabetes or something. He said, take it to this one on. And he did it. Why didn't he heal the rest of it? He said, I can't, but the Father chose me to do it. Now, if he's the same yesterday, he can do the same thing. This fellow said, well, I'm looking here. He said, the greater thing, Jesus can preach the gospel all the way around the world. And said, we've done the greater thing by preaching the gospel around the world. I said, what is the gospel? He said, oh, the word. I said, not all together, my brother. I said, that's not scripture. Oh, he said, well, Reverend Branham, I said, oh, no. Paul said, the gospel come to us not in word only, but through power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. When he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel every preacher, he also said, demonstrate the power of the Holy Ghost in all the world. Yes, sir. Never come to us through the word only. The word's got to be quickened and made alive in demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost. I said, then, if you call that the greater thing, surely you can do the lesser thing then. Go heal the sick. Pray for the sick. Cast out devils. Do those kinds of work. Jesus said, the things that I do shall you also. And if you do them, you will do them. The things that I do shall you do. And greater than this, for I go to my Father. To be greater, be more of you. More of you. Oh, my. Isn't he wonderful? Now, believe me tonight while we pray. Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth, the author of everlasting life, the giver of every good gift. Tonight is our closing service here in Zion City, Illinois. God, I think of the internet. Death's drawn to mind now, ready for a little paper. Little blue bank, name, noises, man's name, business firm, this city, time. I come back to this city. Remember the night when I left little blue city and triple down, I will return. You give me the privilege of doing that again. I trust, Lord, that the service has been a blessing beyond what they recognize now. May it start something out here in the city that will not be until Jesus comes. May it be a revival, it's what we need out here in the city.
break out somewhere right among the people here. Grandfather. And now tonight, as we're holding, will you come to your humble service? Will you bless me, Lord? And in my voice tonight, just send your angel down. Break forth the great vision, Lord. Speak to this people, show them signs and wonders. I do not know what you will do down the road, Lord. But thou dost know all things, and I pray that prayer changes me. I ask for a special blessing upon this audience tonight. Grant it, Lord. In humility, I ask this in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, thy Son, Jesus. All right. He's sitting behind in the shadow. I don't even see him.
What the hell?
All right. We'll start a prayer line tonight by calling a supplement prayer line. Billy had to come down tonight to get out of prayer line. Didn't get together now this afternoon, so he's coming tonight. All right. Everyone ready? All right, Paul, you ready? All right, ready to go. But that's that silly, that song in my heart. Oh, how I love him, how I adore him. All right. Now, you're the patient, the lady. Now, lady, I wish there was some way that I could do something for you or something. I can't. If I had any thing in my hand or in my body that would use you, I sure know you would help us that one way. I'd do it. Not only that, but I'd go down to that little girl sitting in that wheelchair. I'd lay my hands on her and heal her. I'd go to this lady here, I'd heal her. I'd go to that poor old dad that was his hands up over his ears trying to listen. I've seen the last 2 or 3 days and nights trying to get to break in. I've seen what his trouble was, know what's wrong with him. I trust that God will heal tonight. I wish I could do that. I wish I could, but I can't. I'm a man, I'm just a girl I want to do. I'm just like Brother Baxter, just any man here, I'm just a man. But God is God. Now, I was born by a gift. Those gifts don't come by laying on hands. Those gifts come by the sovereignty of God. Gifts and callings are without intention. They were foreordained of God to do. Gifts are born. Jesus Christ, in the Garden of Eden, he was a woman who did that, the verse 33. Moses was born the father child. John the Baptist was a boy that was one time in the wilderness, according to Isaiah, 712 years before he was born. Before Jeremiah, when he came to the great prophet Jeremiah, God said, before you even born in your mother's womb, I knew you and called you and sanctified you and ordained you a prophet over the nation. It ain't just what somebody does, it's what God does. What God does. That is God. That is God. Now, through this, not knowing about the full gospel people, I was really at first, I didn't know what to do. But God called me and sent me to them, not knowing them. That's fine, amen. I'm here trying to help you. You believe that I'd be a hypocrite in my life. You wouldn't believe that one. You think, you do believe as a Christian man that I would need to be truthful with. If I be truthful, God will help me and be with me. But if I'm not truthful, then he won't be with me. That's one way sure. But I try to represent you to the people, tell them that I'm just a servant. Just a servant. So, and if I should die tonight and go up before his gate and he said, you're a demon, and I'd send me to hell, and I'd be in hell, I'd raise up my hands and say, just and true art thou, O God. I'd praise him if I was in harmony, for he's real. And whatever he does, right. That's right. Now, if I need to find God's word, now, do you believe me to be his servant? This concept. Now, this call for you as a conversation, like you could get a woman at the well. If you're going to this night, have you ever been to meetings before? When I was with another time, you used that to me. Well, then, this wasn't meant that. But then, see, as a monk, the first person I usually talk to them a little bit, so they're anointing of the Spirit comes in, you see. And that's when it breaks away, and the vision comes in, you see, and I understanding now. Now, I want you to look this way. And I'm not trying to lose your mind. I want you to be thinking about me, about the Lord Jesus. That's what I want you to say. Thank you. Thank you. Yes? Yes, truly. Isn't that right? Not only that, but you've been afraid of love before. Isn't that right? One of your tumors got well, one of them did. Money. Isn't that right? How do you believe?
I certainly believe.
God never knows. I wasn't that happy about the creation when I was made for him. Is that true?
Yes,
here, I'll keep coming back again in just a moment. You have also a female daughter. Isn't that right? Causes a difference. Is that right? I'm fishing with that.
Yeah.
Is that true?
That's right.
I put my hand over there when I was just starting. That's true? So don't you have some kind of twitching or jerking or spasms in the muscles of your stomach in there? Is that right?
Yes,
sir. There's nothing to be done for it this morning. But they...
No, it's like a knee now where I couldn't before.
But it's got a twitching still there. Mm-hmm.
It don't have to
be done. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you... He's speaking back with the reason from you.
Is those things true, my friend?
Everything is true.
That's what the audience knows. Is that right?
That's right. Everything is true.
I don't know, lady. I don't know now what I told her. That's just what God said. That's what the nation shows. And that's what God knows all about her. I don't know her. But God does know her and is told what's wrong with her. Now, if His presence is that close, would you believe if I asked you to get well, along with the rest of His Christians, all these pray with me, you believe you'll get well? Do you believe it all?
Well, and I did think of you a lot of times, because
it's
a
couple of
times,
but I see you in the next. Yes, ma'am. I love you. I love you, everybody. Our Heavenly Father, as this poor woman here is suffering in the need and I have, with all my heart, would you help her? Grant her, dear Lord, may your spirit come upon her and make her well. I lay hands upon her according to the word of the Holy Spirit, and say, as you lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Grandfather, in Jesus' name, God bless you, sister. Now go on, Lord, happy and rejoicing and glad in your presence. All of us come to me. All right. Do you believe with all your heart that the things that take place here in the services are of God? You do believe. All right. If you believe that in your heart, then perhaps I can help you to have faith. Now, the only thing you need is just faith. Faith does all things, and that's all anybody can do. They might preach the word, you hear by the word, they come up there into the word. Now, this is the word of God. Is that right? That's the word of God. That's your all people. Or maybe something in an individual life that won't permit that news or something. Then, secondarily, the word then of God will come through his fear to help that person to get right, to straighten out or something. Is that right? That's God's ordination of those things. That's how God does things. Is that way. Now, are you strangers to me? We are strangers?
You've been in the meeting this week,
but I don't know you. I've never been introduced to you or nothing. You know nothing about me. No way at all to even know you. All right? And you're in need or suffering or whatever it is. Then, if anything that I know, if God will show me something concerning you, then you believe. You believe with all of your heart. Well, I see now that to look at you, I would have judged something else. But it's your stomach. Isn't that right? Right. I thought you kind of yellow complexion. I thought it was just to look at you. I thought it was kind of like a yellow countenance, but it is. It's a stomach. It's a stomach. So you got an operation too. Is that right? Well, that's kind of true. Yes, sir. That is right.
You're still having weak spells and so forth over like that.
You believe he'll make you well?
Come here, sir. Our Heavenly Father, the physician has done all that he can do, and I've seen him take his head, but Lord, thou art here to help him. I pray, Father, that your spirit is here, that you'll bless him, you'll heal him, and make him everywhere whole in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. My brother, go on your way, happy, rejoicing, and get well. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let us say, praise be to God. Now, first thing, I see the man has a trumpet in his ear, so that is the first thing that he's either deaf or something. All right. Can you hear me all right? All right, you come here. You can hear me as I talk to this age here. Well, as long as you can hear it, you see, what I can talk to you in the first thing. Now, what do you think about the Jesus Christ and about this? All the work here. You think it's wonderful?
I believe
it's yours. It certainly
is. All right. Now, if God is the, if Jesus is the Son of God, which we believe that He is, He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him, and here He is and I'm seeking for help. No doubt for that ear, which it is. That is it here. That's both your ears. All right. Now, I could not make you well. You understand that? I cannot make you well. There's no way at all for me to help you to make you well. The only thing that I could do is be prayed for you. You understand that, don't you? And you need Jesus as your Savior. Now, isn't that right? Be honest with me. That's right. Is that right? You're not converted to Christ. Is this the same spirit that told the woman at the well, go get your husband? Jesus Christ. And those are unconverted conditions. Have you had some affair about a war, an army, or something like that? Have you been a soldier? Is that right? You believe it's his prophet? Come here. Would you accept Jesus as your Savior now? Promise that you'll not forsake Him, you'll serve Him the rest of your life from this night on. You're now accepting as your Savior. Here's another thing that I noticed you're doing in a deacon. That's up recently. Of course, being a sinner man, you do it. You smoke cigarettes and get away from that. See? Don't do that no more now. You're to be a Christian now and walk with God. Almighty God, according to this man standing here with a trumpet in his ears, dead in his ears, I pray for mercy for this man. He's now accepted to his personal Savior. I pray, dear God, that you heal him and make him well. May the Spirit of God come upon the man and take the curse away from him, the curse of sickness, the curse of sickness, heart injury, and make him a new creature in Christ Jesus. Oh, mighty God, hear my prayer. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And you move this to us. All right. You hear me?
Yes.
You hear me?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I love the Lord.
I love the Lord.
You're real, brother. Your sins are gone. The Lord, you're all rejoicing. Let's say praise be to God. Now, you're stuffing with a trouble in your back. Is that right?
And don't you have some kind of a rectal trouble?
Right.
Is that right? Like the hemorrhoids? Is that right?
Right.
And you also have a habit that you should give up smoking cigarettes. Will you do it?
Thank God, be well in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Let's take those things out. You believe in?
Yeah.
Oh, you believe in, lady? Oh, what can happen now? Sir, you want to do that hospital? You do? Accept the meeting now and go in the name of Jesus and be made well.
God bless you.